It's Tuesday, July 14th, 2026. Governor Hochul says no to new data centers. The mayor is expanding special education programs into pre-K. And the race for a spot at Bryant Park's summer movie night. That's what's what today. I'm your host, Xenia Gonigberg. Governor Kathy Hochul signed the nation's first executive order to temporarily suspend the expansion of large AI data centers. WFUV's Talia Pearson has more on how this order will help New Yorkers with their taxes.
New York is the first state to put a pause on new data centers. Hochul says the centers take a lot of resources and are powered by fossil fuels, which increases the state's carbon footprint. This means it will increase the price that local residents and businesses have to pay in taxes.
And I refuse to let those costs be passed on to New Yorkers who already pay too much for their utility bills.
Hochul is advocating for a policy that requires data centers to produce their own energy or pay a higher portion to the statewide grid. The policy plans to be finished within the year.
New York will always welcome investment and innovation and will always, always stand up for our workers and our people. No one gets to build their future by asking hardworking New Yorkers to sacrifice theirs.
Whether that be the consistent loud sounds and vibrations from the tools or the lack of water supply, Hochul feels no resident should struggle at the expense of profits. The executive bill does not affect data centers already built, but stops new ones from being built for up to a year. Talia Pearson, WFUV News.
Pre-K classrooms in New York City will receive special education programs previously only available to grades K through 12. WFUV's Sonia Welwood-Agoda has more on the announcement.
Parents across New York City are all too familiar with the drumbeat of why. Why is the sky blue? Why is the grass green? Why do flamingos stand on one leg? Why do my parents have to travel halfway across the city just so I can get the educational support that I need?
That's Mayor Zoran Mamdani. He says that families of young children with disabilities deserve to have their needs met in a more accessible and supportive way. That's why Mamdani is investing $67.5 million of the city's budget in expanding existing special education programs, like NEST, Horizon, AIMS, PATH, and ACES, into preschool programs. Mamdani says that 14 school districts in each borough will receive the expanded services beginning this fall. This expansion follows Mamdani's push for universal and affordable childcare.
Making specialized education services foundational to our pre-K infrastructure is just common sense. Universal has to mean exactly that. It has to mean universal. Having a child with a disability or a special need should not make families the exception to that rule.
Along with the program expansion, he also plans to hire hundreds of new staff members at the schools, including psychologists, therapists, social workers, speech evaluators, and more. I'm Sonia Welwood-Agoda, WFUV News.
Just off of 2nd Avenue, on a quiet side street in the East Village, sits an NYPD parking lot. What holds cars will soon be turned into 131 affordable housing units. WFUV's Lainey Nguyen spoke with New Yorkers to see how they feel about the project and affordable housing in New York City.
The project is part of the city's goal to add 200,000 affordable units to address the housing crisis. But some New Yorkers say this isn't enough. Victoria Barrios receives $26,000 a year in retirement benefits from her previous job at the Board of Education. She says she doesn't think she could afford to live in this new development.
This to me seems like a facade to name it affordable, because I don't think it's really affordable to live in New York City anymore.
According to NYC.gov, housing is considered affordable if it costs about a third or less of what the people living there earn. But the actual rent prices of these units are based on the median income of the city. That means the term low income is relative. For example, even a person making between $60,000 to $95,000 a year and looking to rent or buy on their own is considered low income in New York. Julian Joseph lives in Brooklyn and was heading to work as he passed the affordable housing lot. He, too, is not happy with the new project.
They call it affordable housing, but still, the working class still cannot afford it. So this is really doesn't make any sense.
Right now, on the city's housing lottery site, the minimum income requirement for available apartments is about $30,000. But more than 600,000 New Yorkers make under $25,000 a year, according to the latest city data. This comes as rents continue to rise. I'm Lainey Nguyen, WFUV News.
Bryant Park's summer movie nights kicked off last night. Seats on the lawn are first come, first serve. And I'm here with WFUV's Livia Regina, who was there when the chaos unfolded. Livia, tell us more about that.
So these seats on the lawn, the ones closest to the screen, are highly coveted. So even though the movie, which was Wayne's World last night, wasn't starting until 8 p.m., there were people lined up hours before so they could run and get a spot on the lawn, because the lawn opens up at 5 p.m., so everyone has to rush to get those spots at once. So here's the rest of the story.
Here's the deal. Victory to Aries and all that. Okay.
Imani Pasley and her friends want a good view of Wayne's World from the Bryant Park lawn. That's why they're making a game plan.
And just spread it out and just starfish, okay? Just lie down and then we'll catch up.
It's the first night of Bryant Park's summer movie showings, and tonight's screening doesn't start until 8 p.m. But at 4:30, a small crowd is already lined up at the perimeter of the lawn. Ange Demanti has been to these movie nights the past few summers. She says that when the lawn opens at 5, the energy is chaotic.
Like the start of a Hunger Games, with everyone rushing toward the cornucopia or running away because they fear death.
As the evening approaches, the energy starts to build. New Yorkers grip their picnic blankets tightly and prepare to run. 10 seconds before 5, a countdown appears on the movie screen.
The lawn is now open.
And then they're off. The crowd rushes the lawn and lays down their blankets. Pasley and her friends nab the spot right in the front. She says getting there wasn't as hard as she thought it would be.
I'd say it was really underwhelming. Like, I thought it was gonna be super crazy, except my friend, Etta, she was like, that was literally the scariest thing I've ever done in my life, so I don't know.
Ange also ended up front and center. She says it's the anticipation that built adrenaline.
All the fear comes right before the thing.
Yeah.
Like skydiving.
I'm Livia Regina, WFUV News.
Bryant Park's movie nights will run every Monday until September 14th. So up next week, they're showing Good Morning Vietnam.
And that's our show for today. You can find more stories online at WFUVnews.org and on Instagram and TikTok at WFUVnews. Please follow and rate us on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps. If you have a tip or a question for us, send us a DM or email us at newsroom@wfuv.org. I'm your host and producer, Xenia Gonigberg. Our reporters today are Talia Pearson, Sonia Uela-Bregoda, Lainey Nguyen, and Livia Regina. Nathan Ray is our editor.